You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, and we got a lot of news to talk about, a lot of news. Apparently, three people were hospitalized who went to a funeral, munched on brownies, and the brownies were laced with pot. Got to be careful what you eat at funerals, people. I know a lot of you guys go to funerals for the eats, but really, really, you have no idea what they're laced with. So we got to talk about that. Also, it looks like vitamin E may be linked to prostate cancer in men. I guess as opposed to women. Women, you're safe. But vitamin E may be linked to prostate cancer. Again, this is coming on the heels of the news where multivitamins may be damaging to us women. That was the news that came out yesterday, so we need to talk about that. A lot of other really, really good stories. Apparently, you know, we've been talking about the BRCA gene and ovarian cancer and breast cancer. Well, apparently, if you have one of the BRCA genes, you may actually be in better shape than having one of the others. So we need to talk about that because I really, really think y'all should be getting your BRCA gene testing. Well, there's a lot to talk about more on this show, but what I really want to hear from, I really want to hear from you all. So, of course, you could call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, they found a way, too. If you're allergic to peanuts, there's a way to block that peanut allergy so you could eat peanuts. You know, a lot of us, we like our Snicker bars. We really, really, really like our Snicker bars. I gotta admit something here. You know, I'm sorry if I sound kind of down. My baby, I mean, I got two babies, but my older of the two babies is on a class trip, kind of like camp, you know, where he had to go away out of state. And, I mean, even though he's done this before, this is kind of the longest he's been away from home, and he's away from his mama. I can't be. I know, I see you laughing. My husband and I would be partying, but we can't party because we still got the other kid. Yeah, trust me, if both kids are away to camp, party. But now we still got the other kid. But I got to tell you, boy, I tell you, I miss my baby. You know, when you have children, I don't know if any of you guys have children. I'm sure a lot of you do. But, you know, it's like they're a piece of you. It's like they're like your toe or an appendage, like my uvula. You know, he's like my uvula. And it's in the mouth. Come on, guys. Get your heads out of the gutter. The uvula is the thing that's hanging. Okay, forget it. Read it. Pseudopod. Is that better? He's my pseudopod. And, you know, so when your kid leaves and he's out of state. Now, of course, I gave him instructions to text his mama, to call his mama, send me vibes, nothing, you know. So I'm just sitting here waiting for a call. So if the phone rings while I'm on the air, would he call into the show? No, he doesn't listen to the show. No, he doesn't. No, he wouldn't call into the show. But, you know, but it's amazing because as they age, it's like, you know, mama, I used to be his world. Now everybody else is his world and I'm a nuisance. I'm in the way. You know, I had to say goodbye to him at 6 a.m, you know, so I'm trying to give him kisses. You know, oh, let me give you kisses. Like, mom, don't kiss me. I mean, the kid was in my uterus for 9 months. Really? Yet he's grossed out by kissy? Really? Can't give you kisses? Fine. You know, so we did the fist bump. Where's the emotion? Where's the love? I got to tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do. When my boys leave me, I don't know. I'll probably have to get pregnant again. You know, 60-year-old women get pregnant. They do. They do all the time. All right? I have to find a donor. I don't know if my husband's sperm would be awake by then. All right, so we take your emails at drdahlia.com. Yes, I got a few of them. One really chewed me out, so we need to read that one. Please follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, but let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dahlia, this is Brian. I have a persistent heartburn problem.
If you want to call in, of course, call in on our studio line at 1-877. Oh, hi.
I continue to have acid reflux. And at the same time, after sitting for quite a while, it feels like my chest is going to explode. So I have to stand up and stretch and all of that. And wanted to know if that is cause for concern. Is it persistent? And it's aggravating at best. Thank you.
Okay, so this was one of our, we have a recording line. We have a message line. When I'm off air and not live, you can call in with your medical questions. So this looks like wasn't one of our live calls, one of our recorded calls. I'm going to probably want to call you back. If you're listening, I'm going to probably want to call you and get some more information. It sounds like to me you're having heartburn, but it's worse when you lie down. And it sounds like chest pain to me. Heartburn and chest pain can mimic each other. But if, God forbid, you're having chest pain, I want you to get your heart looked at. So now, again, I'm not saying I'll call each and everybody back, but I want to make sure I get your questions answered. And it looks like sometimes some of the messages can get cut off. So I'll have to, yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing. All right, a lot of us, we get heartburn, and we get that feeling in the chest. I think I was drinking Dr. Pepper. I was having some root beer the other day, and I felt like I had to burp on air. And, of course, I shared it with all of you, and thank you all for the sympathy emails. But, you know, when you get that pressure, when you have heartburn, that pressure feels very similar to pressure from the chest. Now, of course, thank God I haven't had a heart attack, so I don't know what that would feel like. But people have heart attacks. They say they feel like they have an elephant on their chest. And it doesn't seem to go away when you move. You could lie down, you could get up, and you could feel it. Gas pain and esophagitis, sometimes you could feel a difference when you move, but not all the time. Ulcerations, that could also cause chest pain, pneumonia, I mean, a variety of different things. I had one lady that came in today. I thought she had shingles because one side of her body completely in pain, but she didn't have any rashes or anything, so we're trying to figure out what's going on with her. And, you know, sometimes we'll do a CAT scan. Sometimes we'll, you know, just watch. But a lot of times, you also get something called costochondritis. Costochondritis is where you have inflammation of the cartilage around the ribs. And you can actually press on your chest and it'll hurt. And in that case, we do anti-inflammatories and we watch you. Of course, when somebody comes in with costochondritis, we still have to make sure you're not having a heart attack. You know, it's a little... It's frustrating because it's kind of vague. And when somebody has chest pain in that area, we don't want you to pop, you know, antacids and, you know, treat yourself. Get yourself checked, especially make sure it's not a heart disease. And then if it is heartburn, you still need to get looked at. You can't be popping pills yourself, you know, for that. But I want to find out who that caller is and talk to him personally. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Vitamin E causing cancer, really? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Dolly Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. Don't forget, we got the Alaskan cruise coming up next June. We're going to be going to Alaska, leaving from Seattle. Great group rate, a lot of fun things thrown in there, prizes, lectures, etc. It's going to be a great time. We have a good time every single year. So make sure you visit my website at drdahlia.com. Go to the Alaskan Cruise 2012 to find out how you can sign up. Okay, so extra vitamin E may be associated with prostate cancer, really? Well, apparently there was a study where they looked at 35,000 men, right? And this was done by the Glickman Urological and Kidney Institute at Cleveland Clinic. And they found that men who took vitamin E, supplemental vitamin E, had a 17% increased risk of prostate cancer. Now, what they did, they studied men taking vitamin E, men taking selenium, men taking both. It was only the people taking the vitamin E alone. With the men taking the selenium, they didn't seem to have an increased risk of prostate cancer. Now, why? What's wrong with vitamin E? I don't know. We used to give people vitamin E all the time. We told men, you need your antioxidants, you need your vitamin E, take your vitamin E. So I don't know. I really don't like the idea of telling people not to take vitamins. I know when the study came out yesterday, say, you know, vitamins could be causing an increased risk of death by heart disease and cancer in older women. I'm like, what are we supposed to do with that? For a lot of us, we don't eat our fruits and vegetables every day like we're supposed to. We're supposed to be eating our fruits and vegetables every day. Five fruits and vegetables a day. And if we don't, at least five servings. But if we don't, okay, well, then maybe we need to use a supplement. The only thing is there may be something going on with the supplement that could be causing issues. I mean, maybe there's something with vitamin E. Maybe there's something with the capsule. Now, I'm a huge fan of vitamin E. When I tell people to break it apart and put it on topically, like if I ever do a minor surgery on them, I tell them to break the vitamin E capsule apart, put the vitamin E on their wound, and it, you know, seems to help with scarring. I haven't heard of any increased prostate cancer risk with that one. But, you know, it's frustrating because I think we're going to see more and more issues with these supplements. And it's, I think one of the reasons is supplements aren't studied as much as the pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceuticals have to be studied because they want to get FDA approval. But most of these nutritional supplements out there, they don't get studied. So, you know, every now and then, a researcher will say, well, let's see what happens if this person takes this, or they'll go retrospectively and they'll look at a group of people and they'll find out on their questionnaire, oh, these people all took vitamin E. Well, look at what happened to those people that took vitamin E. Maybe there's something with vitamin E. I mean, what they really need to do is they need to take a group of men with normal PSAs, no sign of prostate cancer, no family history of prostate cancer, give them vitamin E and watch them for 20 years. But that's a very long, expensive study. That's what they need to do to figure this out. Now, in the news today, they were talking about why fruits and vegetables are so, I guess, dramatically urgent and crucial to be in our diet. We've been talking about, all right, fruits and vegetables, you need to eat your fruits and vegetables. Everyone's like, yeah, I'll eat my fruits and vegetables. I got it. But now they know why. For those of us, now this is Canada's McAllister and McGill Universities. Okay, these guys discovered that a lot of us have a gene variant called 9P21. Yeah, 9P21. And this is one of the strongest predictors for heart disease. And for those of us that carry this gene, I don't know if I'm carrying it. I don't know how we could get tested to be carried. I guess there's a blood test or something. But it's a high-risk gene. And they found that people that eat fruits and vegetables, it actually turns that gene off. Now, they found only 2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day did it, but really raw vegetables. They want raw vegetables, not cooked, not creamed spinach, but raw vegetables, not stuffed mushrooms, raw vegetables. And obviously, you know, we should eat more, all right, because you want to make sure you're getting as many, you know, fruits and vegetables, enough vitamins in there. But they say that's maybe why it works. We've been talking about fruits and vegetables all the time on the show. And we've been doing it because we know fruits and vegetables, people that eat fruits and vegetables are healthier. Well, now they're going, well, this is why. They turn off this 9P21 gene. All right. So, hey, you know what? I like to know the why. You know, I don't like to just do something because somebody tells me to do it. And the vitamin E is an example. Now, do I really think the vitamin E causes cancer? Do I think we need to freak out? No, I don't. This was one study. And again, it's not the type of study I would want. I like those prospective studies where you watch the, you know, the people over years. Again, who has 20 years to wait? But, you know, I think what we need to do is realize we can't just be popping pills to be healthy. And sometimes maybe these pills could bite us in the butt. But remember, for every study that says a vitamin is bad, there's going to be 200 studies saying the vitamin is good. So just kind of remember, take this all with a grain of salt. All right? Let's go to some of your emails. Rubio writes, Doctor, you were talking about the PSA testing last night. I happen to think doctors order too many tests, and we should have the right to choose whether the PSA is done or not. Why aren't we asked prior to getting the blood work? Okay, he's referring to, we were talking about the PSA testing, which has been in the news, PSA checking prostate-specific antigen for prostate cancer. Okay, Rubio brings up a really, really, really good point. All right, most of us doctors, we don't tell you we're ordering the test. We just do. You come in for a physical, you get your blood work, we just order the test. We just order the blood work. And then you guys get a $400 or $500 bill from the lab and you get mad. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. What I think doctors need to do is show you what they're ordering, because again, if your insurance isn't covering it, now in the olden days, insurance covered it. I didn't have to ask the patient, look, can I run a blood count on you? Can I run a cholesterol panel that has your LDL and your HDL? I didn't have to do that. I could just run the blood work and the insurance company would pay for it. But now that insurance is cutting costs, you guys have been getting some monstrous bills. My jaw has dropped when I see what a lot of you have to pay. Why don't I have to pay that, Dr. Dahlia? Because I haven't done my blood work yet. I know. I need to do my blood work. Oh, trust me, the labs bill me. Oh, no, yeah, there's no professional courtesy. Trust me, these guys need money. Trust me. But I don't have a PSA, so it's probably cheaper. I don't know how much a PSA costs, but I'm assuming it's at least $70 on up. I know a thyroid test is at least $70, the TSH, depending on which lab you use. But no, 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 you have a good point. Maybe your medical provider needs to tell you what they're going to put on their blood test before they order it. Because if your routine panel, let's say you're 45 years old, and you have a doctor who, like I, likes to run the PSA, because we find a lot of prostate cancer in 40, 50-year-old men, because we're watching to see if the number goes up at least 0.5. We've talked about that. So if you come in saying, I want blood work and I'm 45 years old, you're going to get a CBC, which is a blood count. You're going to get a comprehensive panel that looks at your liver and your kidneys, and it looks at your salts, looks at your sugar to see if you're diabetic, looks at your renal status, your kidney status. Then you're going to get your cholesterol panel. You're going to get your thyroid test. We should check for blood in the stool when you're over 40. I like a PSA on my men over 40. And now they're pushing that we check for vitamin D because of vitamin D deficiency. That's a lot of tests right there. I lost count. I lost count after the CBC. Although I know I had you all at, occult stool blood testing. I know I had you all there. Honestly, I've lost count. That's a lot of tests. And if your insurance company isn't going to pay for it, and I see the reason why we doctors have our panties in a bunch about this whole PSA thing is because if the U.S. task force says no mammograms till you're 50, no PSA testing, insurance companies are going to say, ha, we don't have to pay for it. It's not a recommended test. And we're like, no, we need you to pay for it. But like I told you guys yesterday, if you think you're at high risk, if you're concerned that, you know, you could be at higher risk for prostate cancer. Remember months ago, we talked about the BRCA gene testing, which we're going to be talking about again with women having ovarian cancer and breast cancer. And a study came out saying if you have a relative, a first-degree relative, that had breast cancer or ovarian cancer and the BRCA gene, your prostate cancer could be at higher risk. That blew a lot of our minds away. So now whatever your mom or sister could have could affect you and your prostate. Crazy. I wasn't expecting that one. That hit us out of left field. So if you're like, look, cancer hits the family, we've got some kooky stuff, I want to be checked, you're going to be forced to pay for it by yourself. And remember I predicted that a lot of us are going to just later go to cash medicine? This is why you're going to find your insurance company doesn't cover what you want it to. And if they start to say, look, your doctor doesn't need to run your cholesterol test 2-3 times a year, once every couple years are fine, and you're going to be like, wait a second, I want to know what my cholesterol is, you're going to have to start paying for these things by yourself. I had a lady come in today to the office. A couple years ago, I took off a cyst on her scalp. Insurance covered it. Now, the insurance told us, if it's not necessary, we're not going to cover it. And she's like, well, I want them to cover it. I don't want to pay cash. And I'm like, you need to talk to your insurance company. I'd love to do it. But if you don't want to get a bill, and I don't blame you, for some reason, in 2 years, your insurance company changed their minds. Insurance companies are covering less and less. That's what's happening in Great Britain. Remember we talked about this last week where some doctors are like, you know what, we'll offer it for cash. If the socialized medicine doesn't cover it, we'll offer it for cash. And that's where we're going. All right, when we come back, restless leg syndrome causing blood pressure spikes on 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And by the way, thank you all for, putting some notes on our guest book. When you visit our website, drdahlia.com, there's a place where you can sign into the guest book. And it's cool because I can hear, I find out where you guys are listening from, see if you like the show. If you don't like the show, luckily nobody dislikes the show. Well, I mean, I'm sure they, people that dislike the show probably wouldn't visit the website, which is good. This way, all the comments like the show. So you gotta be smart about it. Alright, what happened here? Three people hospitalized when pot brownies were served at a funeral. There was a Southern California funeral. And, the gentleman that apparently died loved, pot. He ate marijuana brownies. I believe he had a, medical marijuana permit. So at the funeral, somebody decided to bring pot-laced brownies. Now, two 71-year-old women and an 82-year-old man were taken to the hospital. They had nausea, dizziness, inability to stand without assistance. See, that could be deadly. Pot could be deadly because if you get dizzy and you fall and you're on Plavix or Coumadin, a blood thinner, if you hit your head, okay, that's not funny at all. So basically, two 71-year-old women and an 82-year-old man got high from eating laced brownies. See, couldn't they tell? I've never had a brownie laced with pot. Doesn't it taste different? Isn't there some sort of a different taste? I don't know. Also, I really don't think the average 82-year-old person should be eating, brownies. Gotta watch your sugar. Okay? But, I mean, wow. I mean, idiot, who brought that? You know what I usually bring to, you know, like a funeral or a wake or wherever you're allowed to bring food? I always bring like Marie Callender pies. You know, cause I can't cook, I can't bake, but everybody likes a good pie. So I'll bring pie and everybody's happy and they're like, oh, Dolly, you brought the pie. Yay. And so that's what I do. This way there's going to be no marijuana in it. So that's what I like to do. Okay. Now, all right. For those of you allergic to peanuts, this is kind of cool. Peanuts, apparently many, many people are allergic to peanuts, and some of them that can become really anaphylactic where you just can't breathe. Throat seems to close up. They say there's 15,000 to 30,000 anaphylaxis episodes in the United States each year, and 100 to 200 people die from peanut allergies. Really? That is a lot of people. Okay, but the thing is, I don't eat peanuts. Yet I'll go to a restaurant and there'll be like a peanut sauce or something on there, and I wouldn't know that there's peanuts on there. So what researchers have done at Northwestern University, they think they found a solution. What they're going to do is they want to trick your immune system. So they took blood cells and they put little peanut proteins on the blood cells. I'm dying to see the size tweezers they used to do this, but apparently they're able to do it. So they put peanut proteins onto blood cells. And then, or, you know, maybe they had a whole bunch of ground peanuts and then they rolled the blood on there. And then I don't know how they did it because it had to be small. And then they reintroduced the blood cells with the peanut proteins on them into the body. Now, what happens when you have an immune response is your white blood cells, the T cells, you know, find what looks foreign and attacks it. Or when you get a vaccine, what happens is your body learns to recognize the new antibodies and go, okay, this is the norm. So that's what they did. They reintroduced these blood cells with peanuts on them, peanut proteins, all right? The T cells decided to recognize the familiar blood cells because it was on the blood, but the peanut proteins. So, you know, it was kind of like, you know, when you go to war, but you walk in with a friend of the enemy, so then they think you're a friend too. That's what they did. All right. See, I have some military experience. All right. And so then you don't have that exaggerated immune response from your T lymphocytes or your white cells. So this has been used before to treat autoimmune diseases. It may treat, they actually found that mice allergic to, peanuts weren't then allergic after they put the blood cells back in the mice. So I guess what they would have to do is take your blood, play around with it in the lab, put it back in. And remember, blood cells live 120 days. So that's long enough for your T cells to mount an immune response. Now, I don't know if one shot would do it or if they have to do multiple ones. Like, you know how some vaccines you need boosters. But interesting stuff because, you know, it's really scary when you have a kid allergic to peanut butter because they could go to school and they could do kissy-kissy with somebody who just had a peanut butter jelly sandwich. And then, you know, see, I did kissy. I was doing kissy-kissy when I was in kindergarten. Okay, I was not a hoochie mama, but I remember having four different boyfriends in kindergarten, and they were my boyfriend because we kissed on the lips. Oh my God, my parents would have a stroke. They would have a stroke. And I remember everyone's like, oh, Dolly has a boyfriend, and because it was my boyfriend, they said you have to kiss. So I would kiss. I remember being really gross, you know, spit, cold. I didn't like kissing in kindergarten. And then I had a dry spell for multiple years after that. But, you know, if you don't think your kindergartner is, you know, not kissing somebody, you know, mind the double negative here, you're wrong. Triple negative, okay? Kids do kissy-kissies. Now, we know this because didn't Governor Brown of California just sign a law that 12-year-olds can get the HPV vaccine without the parental consent? Now, 12-year-olds, apparently, minors as young as 12-year-olds, okay? So 12-year-olds on up could get STD treatment without parental consent. Now it's included with the HPV vaccine, hepatitis vaccines. Well, you want to know how I feel about this, okay? I mean, if a 12-year-old really wants the HPV vaccine and his parent, you know, her parents say no, you know, then if she really can't wait till she's 18 years old, why don't you keep your knees bolted, okay? You don't have to have sex when you're 12, when you're 13, when you're 14, when you're 15, when you're 16, when you're 17, when you're 18. Then don't have sex till you're 18. But no. Communities want these kids being able to get their STDs treated. I get that. But geez, 12 years old. I don't know what I would do. I mean, you know how I feel about parents not being there and kids getting abortions. That just scares the heck out of me. You know, a young girl could have, bleeding after the operation or sepsis. One of my young nurses had an abortion the weekend before she came to work. And she was, like, fainting. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And she told me what happened. And she was going into sepsis, blood infection, very, very dangerous. And, of course, that could also lead to blood clots. So we got her to the hospital. She was hospitalized for about a week. And I'm not saying all abortions do that. Many people have abortions and it's done safely. But can you imagine having your 12, 13-year-old girl? Now, that's not what this law, you know, states. But I'm kind of extrapolating to states where minors can get abortions without parental consent. No way. You need an adult. You need somebody with a brain who could identify post-operative issues. Otherwise, that girl's going to hide in her room or tell her parents she ate a bad hot dog or something. And I don't get that. If I was a parent, I would go crazy if my child got any sort of medication from a doctor or had any sort of procedure and I wasn't, you know, notified and she had a reaction. Oh, no way. No way, I wouldn't tolerate it. Well, right now, going back to STD treatment of minors as well as getting their vaccines, certain laws or certain states already have this. Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Montana, North Carolina, South Carolina, South Dakota, and the District of Columbia right now allow minors to get treated. But scary stuff. Well, also what's scary is, I guess, in the news today, I don't have the article in front of me, they say this, you know, antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea has really gone rampant. Now, I remember a few months ago talking to you guys about how gonorrhea, one of the most common STDs, I think chlamydia surpasses it, but gonorrhea and chlamydia a lot of times go hand in hand. And you all remember gonorrhea. Back in the 70s, we called it the clap, yellow discharge, very painful to pee. But, you know, gonorrhea has been around now for many years. Antibiotics have been around now for many years. And there's a lot of resistance. And we think a lot of antibiotics have caused a resistance. You know, the gonorrhea has been able to outsmart the antibiotics. So we need to really be careful. We really need to know who we're giving the antibiotics to and if we're treating what we're supposed to. Now, years ago, they decided to not wait for the diagnosis. They said, just give the antibiotic. If somebody has gonorrhea, they think they have gonorrhea, just give them the antibiotic and treat them. Because they'll have sex in between and get, you know, spread the gonorrhea. The only problem is now we have a lot of resistance. So I want to talk about the clap. Yay! We're going to talk about the clap on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Talk radio. No, I haven't heard from my son. No, he's on his trip, and you know, mommy is the last thing on his mind. All you know, but at least it's a good trip. He's with good kids. All right, talking about this gonorrhea thing. I tell you, it just scares the heck out of me that we could have resistant gonorrhea. Now, you know, these STDs can cause people to be infertile. I mean, men and women. And I think what's been happening is we've been treating everybody and their best friend and their partner whenever we think they have an STD. Now, I have to admit, being in practice, when somebody says, look, I think I have an STD, 99% of the time, when we test them, when we get the results back, they're right. So I'm glad I gave them an antibiotic. But when I used to work at an STD, well, I didn't work, but when I was in training, when I trained at UCLA for part of my medical school training, we had to be at an STD clinic. And we would treat people, and they had, you'd give them shots of Herceptin or would give them antibiotics. But we would have to gram stain everybody's discharge, okay? So we'd take a sample, we'd go to the lab, we'd do a stain, a gram stain, and we would see the gonorrhea. If we saw the gonorrhea, would treat them. And that's what we would do because it was cheaper than using a lab, sending, you know, the sample out to the lab. And it was more time conserving. I mean, we were able to get the results right then and there. When you gram stain, it only takes a few minutes. So that's how we would do it. We wouldn't give the antibiotic until we confirmed it. When we confirmed it, then we'd give the antibiotic. And that, I think, would help prevent antibiotic resistance. It's just most doctor's offices don't have time. Most people don't have time. And a lot of doctors will give you an antibiotic to give your partner. Of course, I'm a little nervous if it would be a minor or if, you know, somebody could be allergic to that. I think all partners should be treated and checked. What if it's, you know, not the right partner? What if it was another partner? But it's really frustrating because there's such a kind of like a spider web effect. When somebody has an STD, it could just hit, you know, five people, and then it could hit 10 people and, you know, actually exponentially 5, 25, you know. So my recommendation is to still do what we're doing. I mean, we have to stop the spread of STDs. But the fact that we now have a gonorrhea that doesn't seem to respond and be, you know, and actually be recalcitrant to the normal antibiotics is pretty scary stuff. Because if we can't treat the gonorrhea, that sucker will spread. Because people don't stop having sex. They could be hurting. They could be burning. They don't care. They don't care. And I'm like, come on, people, really? Really, you can't just wait? All right. Speaking of people that can't wait and just jittery. All right. Women with restless leg syndrome may actually have higher blood pressure. They have found a link. Now, for those of you that don't suffer from restless leg syndrome, you kind of have it easy, okay? If you have restless leg syndrome, you know, you're lying there in bed at night and you feel kind of, you know, creepy crawlies on your legs, tingling, gnawing, aching, burning. And no, nobody's schizophrenic. They aren't imagining people eating them, but get these electric shocks. You get uncomfortable. You keep kind of moving your legs to be comfortable. And it's called restless leg syndrome. We don't know why. You know, I mean, you know, years ago we used to tell people to drink some quinine or take some tonic water, and that seems to help. I don't like to diagnose restless leg syndrome until we've ruled out everything else. You know, make sure you're not deficient in iron. Make sure you don't have high calcium, low potassium, low thyroid. Because there's a lot of things that can make your legs ache. You could have sciatica. You could have peripheral neuropathy. You could be a diabetic and have neuropathy, where your nerves are either numb or they're causing pain. Kidney failure could do it. I mean, so there's a lot of different things that can cause it. So I don't, you know, when somebody goes, I think I have restless leg syndrome, give me a medication. You know, this medication is very similar to what we use for Parkinson's disease, you know, to kind of increase your dopamine. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'd like to know what's going on because it could be something else. I mean, I had a person, he thought he had restless leg syndrome, and it was his cholesterol medicine making him ache. So if it's your cholesterol medicine making you ache, why don't we switch your cholesterol medicine rather than loading you up on more medications? But what's interesting now is people that do have restless leg syndrome may actually have high blood pressure. Now, luckily, people with restless leg syndrome that may be actually taking medications are usually in the doctor's office and they get blood pressure checked. All right? So it's not like you guys could be walking around or lying there crawling around not having, you know, and having high blood pressure. So for the most part, you guys are, you know, in the doctor's office getting your blood pressure checked. But remember, we were talking about blood pressure, and a lot of you think 130 over 85 is fine. That's pre-hypertensive. So if your doctor says, oh, you're good, and I've done that with some of my patients, you know, I'll leave them alone when they're in the 130s. That could be pre-hypertensive. So remember to keep an eye on that because there may be a, you know, connection with your restless leg syndrome and the blood pressure. I wouldn't be surprised. I think there's a lot of things we don't know in medicine, and we're guessing and we're seeing these correlations, of course. If you have restless leg syndrome, you don't sleep. If you don't sleep, you have high blood pressure. I can't tell you how many of my patients, their blood pressure is high out of the blue, and they go, but I didn't sleep. Of course there's a correlation, but maybe there's also a biochemical or physiological correlation as well. Who knows? Now, for those of you that don't want to take the medicines for restless leg syndrome, like I talked about, some tonic water, not gin and tonic or vodka tonic, we're just talking plain tonic, okay? Baths, massages, sometimes warm packs or cool packs could help. Exercise is great. I stretch before I go to bed, but see, I don't have restless leg syndrome. I'll wake up with a leg cramp. And I can't stand it. And it usually depends on if I did a cool down after my workout. And if I don't, my legs hurt. But I was able to avoid the leg cramps by taking a hot shower before I go to bed. So that seems to help. Take a hot shower before you go to bed. Of course, you want to avoid caffeine. You want to cut back on alcohol, tobacco, etc. I don't know much about alternative medicine and what could help. But I got to tell you, I like acupuncture. Now, I don't know if there's any studies saying acupuncture helps. But I think that's a great thing to do. If you have restless leg syndrome, try that. And, you know, some doctors will say, why don't you up your magnesium and your folic acid and your iron and your vitamin B? A lot of doctors say this. Again, remember yesterday's story? Iron, was one of the biggest culprits in that vitamins causing increased death in older people. I hate that article. I can't stand it. I really can't stand that article because it's one article. It was a small study, and now we're all freaked out. But you know what? Foods. And how about this? Eat foods rich in iron and folic acid and vitamin B and magnesium, which is healthy. Healthy protein and vegetables. Why not? All right, so that's restless leg syndrome in a nutshell. Now, for some of you kind of restless that want to go away somewhere, don't forget we got the Dr. Diet Cruise, okay? Visit my website, check out the Dr. Diet Cruise. But for some of you that do not want to go on the Dr. Diet Cruise, Japan, in an attempt to lure tourists, is going to offer thousands of free airlines. Did you guys hear about this? Free airfares. Apparently 10,000 travelers over the next year are going to be offered free airfare. Right? Now, you could pick any city in Japan. You have to go to Japan. You can't take it to go to the Dr. Dolly cruise. It's not going to work. I mean, just go to the cruise. Really? Do you really need free airfare? Really? Well, Japan wants to get travelers to come there, stay at hotels, eat, you know, spend money on the economy, go back, and then fill out surveys on their experiences in Japan and their hotels and meals because they want to get people to come back. Of course, you could be anywhere except, I believe, near the Fukushima nuclear power plant. But everywhere else, the government officials say, safe for travel. What they're going to do is they're going to have travelers submit online applications for free flights, detailing the region of the country they would like to visit. Wow, free flight to Japan. I have always wanted to go to Japan, always. I love Japanese food. Yummy, yummy, yummy stuff. All right, switching gears really quickly because I know we're coming up on the end. More news today came out saying environmental toxins linked to hardening of the arteries. So if you live in a polluted area, you will harden your arteries. Not only does cholesterol harden your arteries, smoking, genetics, that P21 gene we talked about, but also environmental toxins. Researchers, where did researchers, oh, Swedish, okay. All right, Swedish researchers found that there is a clear connection between increasing high levels of organic environmental toxins of pollutants to hardening your arteries. Now, we talked about some of the most polluted cities in America. Modesto, California came in number 10, according to CBS News. Louisville, Cincinnati, Birmingham, Pittsburgh, Fresno, Hanford, California, Visalia, California, Los Angeles, California, Phoenix, and Bakersfield, California, topped the list this year of the 10 most polluted cities in America. In the world, America's good. Kanpur, India, we're talking in the world now, the 10 most polluted cities. Kanpur, India, Yasuj, Iran, Gaborone, Botswana. But anyway, cities, I know I can't pronounce them. And Pakistan, Iran, India, Mongolia seem to top the list. Some of the cities in terms of most polluted cities in the world. So I don't know, you know, you want to move or you just want to kind of wear a mask. But the last thing we need is the air we breathe clogged arteries. We got enough stuff. All right. We'll be back with another hour. If not, if you aren't still listening live, we will listen in tomorrow and call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Peace out. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.